Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right. We're back at you for podcast number 113.
The first one of November.
Yeah, I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Oh, boy. Can you believe it's November already?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
And you know, Halloween was just this week, and I've still got all this Jones soda here.
Yeah, the Halloween package there.
No kidding.
Next year, we'll just do like one or two flavors every week for the whole month of October. That way we don't have to kind of do a wrap-up of how many different flavors do we have to try today?
Three. We got to get this out of the way. We just got to get this done.
If you guys haven't been listening to the previous podcast, first of all, shame on you. And then second of all, we've got the Halloween soda pack from Jones Soda. So we've kind of like been doing taste tests, and we're going to wrap it up here with what's the one in the bottle?
The one in the bottle is Monster Mojito.
Okay. And then this one is Strawberry Slime. Cute. And then the last one is Gruesome Grape.
Yeah.
In little baby-sized limited edition cans.
Let's do the bottle one first.
Knock yourself out. Here we go. And then we'll get to the news.
Okay.
In fact, while Chris is doing this, opening the bottle, I'll do a quick recap or overview of what we're going to be talking about today. We got some Chevrolet Volt news. It's just kind of cool. Some SEMA news. What's going on with the headphone, the pictures of the GM folks wearing headphones? We'll talk about that if you haven't read it. Got a new Camaro Z28.com product that not only is cheap, we're going to give some... Oh, sounds like a Bush commercial. We're going to give some away. And I got a voicemail and some cool news from Nitto coming up. But first, here we are with Chris is pouring the... What Monster Mojito is it?
Monster Mojito it is. And let me read you what the bottle cap says.
All right.
I didn't think to read the other one.
Yeah.
An uncomfortable situation will soon be eased.
What is it, like a fortune cookie on the inside of the cap?
I guess.
That's pretty... An unfortunate situation will soon be eased?
Yeah.
Well, I will have to use the restroom after this. Oh, that was horrible.
Oh.
That was horrible. All right, let's try this.
Bottoms up.
Here we go. It's friggin' soda that tasted pretty damn much like a mojito.
Really? I've never had a mojito before.
Yeah. You know, some of our more...
Kind of tastes like...
It's got some mint to
cream,
it.
Cream soda with like Wrigley Spearmint gum in there?
Yeah, it's got mint and it's a little bit of like a sweet and sour type of margarita type thing. It's all right.
Not bad. Not something I would drink on a regular basis, but...
It's not bad. It's like... It's kind of like squirt that tastes like liquor.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, look out. All right.
Bring on the next one.
Crap. Crack open the, what is that one again? The strawberry?
Strawberry slime.
Slime?
Yeah.
Because I got a feeling there's going to be some lime flavors in there. This one can't taste bad at all. I mean, the cream corn one, the candy corn one. Okay, that's good. The candy corn one we had before, That was questionable, but so
strawberry
far.
Slime bottoms up.
All right. Tastes like a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, it's kind of fruity. Yeah, it definitely tastes the strawberry.
I could drink that all day. We got in November. Do you want to do the Thanksgiving one?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh God.
We'll have a couple of waste baskets next to us because we're definitely gonna throw up.
Oh, just what I want. Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and welcome to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. All right, one more. What's this one? Gruesome Grape.
Yep.
So far, these are great, actually. Yeah. I don't mind them at all.
The mojito one, it was okay.
It was not worth trying. Oh, we promise, folks, next year we'll do these a little more spaced out. Yeah. And in October and November.
Yeah.
Do they have a Christmas package, too?
No.
No?
Ooh.
Oh, look at the color of that. Okay, that's enough. That is the funkiest color I've ever seen on a soda pop.
Oh my God, it's like black.
It's not like, you know, like
it's like oil.
Yeah, it's not it's grape, but it's not you know, like that bright purple like a piece of candy. This is it's like black liquid.
You ready? Yeah, ready to drink some sludge here? I think it's one of the best of the bunch.
It's got a light bouquet, finely balanced. Tastes great.
Faygo. Tastes just like Faygo Grape Pop.
I think it has a lighter flavor than Faygo. But yeah, it still tastes like it. It's just not as strong.
Not bad.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm with the news.
If you want to pick up some of these flavored Jones soda dealies.
I don't know if they're available anymore, but.
Well, they probably will be for Thanksgiving. We can get gravy flavored soda.
Yeah.
Head over to your local Target.
Target, yeah, definitely. Or check out jonessoda.com. That's right. Your store near you has them.
Remember, I made a custom Jones soda bottle with my car on it.
That's right.
That was cool. Yeah. I might do that again when you know when I buy my 2010 Camaro.
Do it.
Z28 SSRS. Mm. Nice. ZL1.
Yeah.
That's a good way to keep everybody happy. STFU edition.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. All right, I'm with the news. Chris.
Oh, okay. News.
That's you, man.
Yeah. The Detroit Free Press this week had a big article from... can't remember the place that they were talking to GM at. I want to say it's somewhere down south, Mississippi or something like that.
Okay.
They're talking to Bob Lutz just about the resurgence of GM, and they're talking about the Chevy Volt, and they are testing batteries right now for the Volt.
Awesome.
From one company. They're supposed to be getting another set from another company. These aren't the cooled batteries yet because they said they don't need them for the prototype.
Uh-huh.
But everything looks good for 2010. They want to make anywhere between 60 and 100,000 units for the first year.
That's Camaro production levels that we're talking about.
Right.
And the first year is what year?
2010.
Same year as the Camaro?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think that while this isn't exactly Camaro newsworthy, I think it has... a bit to do with it, just because the cars are very similar in size and styling. There's definitely some cues between the two, but I think it that would make one heck of a nice daily driver, as opposed to having the Camaro in the garage for the weekend cruiser, drag racer, whatever the hell you want to do with it. I'll definitely get one for my wife. There's no question about it.
I'll definitely get one for my daily driver. If they stay true to the form that that we saw at the auto show this year. The car is going to sell like crazy.
But if it doesn't, or it doesn't perform the way it does, it's going to be one of the biggest flops in the entire history of automobiles.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it could.
That's a huge gamble that they're putting up, and I think that if they weren't confident that they could pull it off, I hope so.
Dedicating all these resources, basically the history, the future of GM.
What happened to was it the EV1?
Yeah.
About
There's a
10
documentary
years ago?
Out there. We should rent it. Called Who Killed
the Electric
car.
Is that what that's about?
Yeah.
I saw the title. I never knew that it was about that.
Yeah. How they only leased the EV1s, General Motors, and they recalled them all back to crush them.
Oh, boy. Maybe we should watch that before we should talk about how great this Volt's going to be. In other car news, SEMA's going on right now. And if you loyal listeners will recall that not last year, but the year before.
You were there.
We did the podcast from there. I haven't been able to go there due to, daily life getting in the way.
Yeah.
However, rest assured, I will be there next year.
Woohoo!
Without a doubt. Having a few meetings with a few folks.
Nice.
But for right now, if you can get there in beautiful Las Vegas, my favorite town, the Camaro convertible and the Bumblebee from the movie are there.
Excellent.
Are there? Is there. They are there.
They are there.
Yes, they be are there. check it out if you haven't seen it. If you can get into SEMA, well, good luck because it's a madhouse.
Yeah.
And you can probably pick up some cool Camaro stuff. I know Settlemyer's there because a buddy of mine gave me a call. Settlemyer's there.
Okay.
So you can always talk to him. He's happy to hear from any of you Camaro folks. Just mention that CamaroZ28.com sent you. And as I mentioned before, if you haven't been paying attention to the 2010 Camaro General Discussion Forum, Scott Settlemyer asked me to post a picture of some General Motors folks all wearing headphones. And he threw together like a quick contest to basically say, guess what these people are doing. And I pretty much guessed it right away, or I was close, but I didn't have it dead on. They were listening to competitor sound clips of other cars. Mm. They're putting so much emphasis on every little detail on this car.
One response was my favorite.
Which one?
The one they said that everybody was listening to our podcast.
That was kick ass. And what did I say? If it ain't true, it ought to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they all were smiling, or maybe they had stomach cramps. I don't know.
Well, the way the guy's computer screen looked, and with the headphones, kind of looks like you and I are right now.
Oh yeah,
recording
this with the doohickey.
Yeah.
So that's that. Check out that that thread because it's pretty neat. It's still going on. In other news, the diecast car selling out quickly. Less than 300 are left already.
Wow.
Yeah, it's only been out for not even a month as far as pre-orders go. I'm expecting delivery sometime late. This is November, late this month or early next month.
Beautiful.
Putting this into December. A new product that I made for the site, and I kind of wanted to do it for fun because it's not terribly expensive for anybody. I made some really sweet Camaro Z28.com keychains. Just your standard bow tie shaped, you know, rubber keychains you kind of get from a dealership sort of thing. With our brand new logo on it. And I threw them up in the store at CZ28store.com. They're on sale right now, but there's easier ways to get them. One is to buy the new Camaro Z28.com diecast car, and for another $1.99, you can tack on the keychain. A lot of people have taken advantage of that, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, there's some loyal people there. Or let's just do this. The next five people.
Five?
Five. Next five people to call in to this very podcast on our voicemail hotline.
Yeah.
And even if they just want to call and say, yeah, I want a free keychain. This is my member name.
What if they just call in and say, yo, this is Joe 92ZRS from the board. Give it to me.
Give me a keychain?
Yeah.
They got to say, I'd like the keychain. They got to say something in reference to it.
Okay.
And then as long as they leave their username, I can look up their email address. I can get their address. I'll just send them one.
Beautiful.
Piece of cake. It's cheap for everybody. So check them out.
Cool.
Oh, and I guess I probably ought to do the thing, huh?
Yeah.
Here's how to get in on this.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And someone did just that this week. They called in and left us a voicemail.
Cool, let's hear it.
Hey, Chris and Jason. Mario92 from the boards. And I had this one comment that I was thinking about. Thinking now that GM is on its way of doing the 5th-gen Camaro, how much of a part do you think maybe Chris Horton's renderings that he had done for Popular Hot Rodding magazine before the 5th-gen even was probably created? I think GM will probably not acknowledge it or give him credit for it, but what do you guys think? Just want to throw that out. And also, I thought of something else as I'm stuck here in California's commute traffic. How about a hybrid Camaro as an option? All right. Have a good one, guys. Keep up the great work.
Tim Hortons? I love their coffee.
That was Chris Horton.
Oh.
Most of the people in California probably have no idea who the hell Tim Hortons is. And if you like coffee and you don't have one in the area, you're missing out, man.
Exactly.
It's like the Camaro is the poor man's Corvette. Tim Hortons is the poor man's Starbucks. But it's just as good. Good donuts, too.
Yeah.
You got a comment on the Chris Horton thing, other than the Tim Horton thing?
No. We've talked with a few of the designers.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't exactly remember what they said.
They used some pictures as inspiration.
Right.
Like, what was that fighter jet that they had up there?
F-14, F-16, F-18.
Yeah, something like that. You know, the
SR-71.
69 Camaro. Mm-hmm. They used a lot of different things.
Eagles. They used eagles, birds of prey.
I don't think his drawing had anything to do with it. I don't think they were looking at anything else.
If I remember right, they're aware of it. You know, and let's be honest, Chris's renderings were pretty
awesome.
Close.
Yeah,
you know, they're kind of close in certain aspects. The guy's definitely got talent. He's a good friend to have. I'm sure that they use them at least, not as reference, not as a springboard or anything like that, but almost like, okay, this is, you know, a reflection of where we're going. So we're definitely heading in the right direction.
Right.
This fifth gen Camaro program has been going on for a lot longer than GM will admit.
Right,
it's been going on since, I want to say somewhere 99, 2000.
Okay.
It was kind of like going on in the background. They knew that the car was going to be canceled, but they kind of started working on this in the background as a what-if sort of thing. I may have my years wrong, but I know it's further than 2006.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most definitely. And as far as the hybrid thing.
Yeah. There's a long going thread in the fifth gen section about a hybrid Camaro.
Yeah, just do a search for the word hybrid.
Yeah.
In the
There's an article in the Detroit Free Press probably about a month ago with one of the writers fantasizing about General Motors coming out with a hybrid Camaro.
Was that Mark Phelan?
That was Mark Phelan.
Yeah, he's a good good editorial dude.
So definitely do a search on that. You'll see there's a ton of responses.
Yep, and it's still going on.
Yeah.
So thanks for the voicemail, buddy. And unfortunately, it doesn't count for the free keychain. Big deal.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. And one last thing. We'd like to throw out a suggestion. Well, Chris, one, you had one about the wiki.
Wiki. Yeah, definitely. Check it out. CamaroWiki.com. We have put this up. Oh, God, what's it going on? Like 3 months now?
Too damn long for not to get any play.
Yeah. If you're familiar with Wikipedia, it's the same deal, except this is all Camaro information. A lot of the articles are from our site, and you're allowed to go ahead and post it, add to it.
Mm-hmm. It's a
without even having to sign up or anything.
It's an online encyclopedia, but it's a blank canvas.
Yes.
You know, you just got to go ahead and, if you got knowledge, share it. And what I wanted to say was I'd like to encourage everybody to stay informed and even subscribe to the very first forum on our board, which is the site news and announcements forum, because that's where we post a lot of cool things like contests and stuff that we don't post anywhere else because we know that not everybody goes into the lounge of all places, that cesspool. And one of the things we posted in there a little while back was our good friends at Nitto, who we've done a lot of work with, who we really like, and they seem to like us a lot. They want us to post a contest. They wanted some submissions to use our member Camaros in an advertisement for Super Chevy magazine. Well, that came, and we got submissions from the people that read that forum and read the thread, and it was used, and it's right now on page 17, I think, of the current issue of Super Chevy, the December issue.
It's a beautiful montage of Camaros and Corvettes.
Yeah, the Corvettes came from Z06Vet.com, which is a very cool site as well. So you guys got to pay attention to that, because that's where we post all the goods.
Yeah.
And if you don't just stop and just glance at it once in a while, you're going to miss a lot of what's going on, and then you're just going to be caught up with all the nonsense in whatever lounge areas that you like to go to.
Or at the cesspool, you call it.
Oh, I think it's a place that's total shithole. It's just full of malarkey. It used to be a cool place. Now it's just a bunch of retards running the roost. And you all know who you are, Jake Robb. Nah, it's not so bad. But just I think that people gravitate to that a little too much because there's not a whole lot of Camaro news. Well, it's starting to come in.
Yeah.
But they're missing out on some cool stuff, and we hate to hear that people miss out on anything. So, hey, snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
All right, man. I guess next week?
Next week.
Next week.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.